There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Because it's a Wednesday. Some people refer to it as hump day because you get the idea, the hump, if you were doing a graph. Okay, I'm going to take on my mathematical expertise here, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, and Doug want you to know that if you were to make a graph out of your life this week, you would start with Monday at the beginning point, and then you'd edge up a little on Tuesday, and then up to the peak on Wednesday, and then down so that Thursday is the equivalent of Tuesday, and then Friday is the equivalent of Monday, and ooh-ha! Got it all? Got that picture?
No. This was designed so classic rock jocks would have something to say on Wednesday.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try to remember that.
Isn't it?
Well, it may be. We have plenty to say, as usual, because there are plenty of things to talk about. The number of migrants who have died, you better sit down for this number. If you've not heard this number, you better grab a hold of yourself, because this is an amazing, amazing reality. Think our border. Think Mexicans, Central Americans, South Americans crossing the border of Mexico to come into America. There are tens of thousands of them that come across every year. The most porous border, the poorest, most porous border. Get my drift there, Kenny? The poorest.
What you did there.
You see what I'm doing? Okay. So we have, according to the stats that I've seen, maybe as many as 400 deaths a year. Nobody really knows. I don't know if they keep the stats. But there are people who die coming around. And 400 may be a high number. I don't really know that. I remember seeing that once, but it wasn't recently. But it works for my comparative here. As we focus on the number of migrants who are trying to get into countries in Europe, the number of migrants who this year have died crossing the Mediterranean from Africa to get into some port in Europe, what would you think would be the number? The number of people. Last year, I'll give you a hint. Last year's number was 3,279. Last year, 3,279 people died coming to Europe from Africa. Startling number? Yes. Amazing. All these people that want to get in. The number this year already pushing 30,000.
In 4 months.
Migrant deaths in the Mediterranean could top 30,000. Maybe not already this year, but at some point during the year. 10 times as many people dying this year as last year. Because of the horrors of Ebola, the discussions of governmental rulers who are despots, who readily kill any of their quote-unquote subjects that they feel to. It's like living back in the Game of Thrones time in Africa. For those of you who sort of get, more people know about Game of Thrones than they know the history of Africa, so I just give you that as a comparative. That's how dangerous it is to live in parts of Africa. And so these people are trying to get on to boats any way they can, float across in rowboats, and I mean that seriously, or anything that gets them out of Africa. That's how bad it is. Yet nobody pays any attention to Africa. Here's where you play the black card, Al Sharpton, if you got a brain, but he doesn't have, he's not get the focus because of the kind of horrendous conditions. And this is not about prejudice. Well, it may be about prejudice from the rest of the world community because nobody seems to be really doing anything. We stick our nose in everybody else's business except the countries in Africa, unless there's some diamonds or gold or some oil. Nobody pays any attention. And even when we do, Nigeria's got a lot of oil. We don't do much. So for those who think there isn't prejudice in the world, plenty of it. And this is a number that is astounding. For me, anyway. Comments and thoughts, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Molly or Ken at DougStefan.com. And Facebook.com/Twitter. Good day. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. So I'm betting there isn't one word of comment in any of our social media about that number. Maybe it's too early because people haven't been focused on it. Kenny, am I right?
Nothing yet. No.
All right. So what do you have as number one there with the focus on the things that people are going to write about, the things that bother them or the things they're sympathetic to? So what are people mostly writing about?
Mostly about Freddie Gray.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes a lot of sense, frankly. Amid tears yesterday, cries for justice, tons of demonstrators pouring into the streets of Baltimore yesterday carrying signs with the name that Kenny just mentioned, died from a spinal injury he suffered while he was in police custody. The protests, rallies are planned across the city for a week. Justice Department says that it's opened a civil rights investigation into his death. 25-year-old fellow that suffered a fatal spine cord injury during mysterious circumstances. He was handcuffed and put in the back of a police van. A lot of people think that he was already dead, in a manner of speaking, already mortally hurt before he got into the van. Anything new on that, Molly or Kenny?
No, I've watched that video over and over again, and there's a few different
You need
angles.
To get a life if you've been watching that video over and over again.
Well, it's so incredibly troubling, mm-hmm. and that, I think, is why the protests are growing. It does look like one of his legs were injured.
Yeah.
He did stand up briefly before they put him in the van. He walked into the van, but no, it really does appear that fatal injury that happened inside the van.
So,
and if he already was injured, which it seemed like he was, why didn't they call an ambulance then?
I'm trying to figure out the course of events. Supposedly, he made eye contact with the police, right? He is with another guy, if I understand the scenario. This is an area known for drug activity. Both men started running. Gray was handcuffed and then put into the van. At some point during the ride, the van was stopped and his legs were shackled. When an officer felt he was becoming irate or difficult, the commissioner said that Mr. Gray asked for an inhaler and then several times asked for medical care. He was eventually taken to a hospital, and then he died.
After a half an hour after he started asking for medical care. And you can see in the video when he was picked up by the two officers, taken to the van, he needed medical attention.
So is this now we get to the point where everybody who's in an area with his drug activity is automatically guilty? Is that what this is about? So they were running. Mm-hmm. Do they have a right to run? Maybe they don't want to be around the police. If the police are around me, I turn around and walk away or walk fast, quickly. Wait, does that mean I'm guilty of something? What is the thinking here?
You know, I think most people are nervous around police. If I'm driving,
we are.
Pulls up behind me, I'm nervous. And I think, oh gosh, do I have everything in order, right?
That's one of the reasons I told a story that I did deliberately on my cross-country trip. I was stopped in Texas by a Texas state trooper lady. It was late at night, very late at night, and she was very engaging. I was doing 86 and an 80, and she said, there's no taller. I said, you know, most of the states give you 10 miles an hour, and I was doing, I would have been doing, if I had actually been watching it, I'd probably been doing about 88, 89, just to stay under the 10, what I thought was the 10-mile, the margin of error, if you will, or flexibility. She said, we do not allow or offer any flexibility here in Texas. If it's 80, it's 80. We'll stop you from doing 82. So she was very nice about it. She looked at all my paperwork, and then she, with her flashlight, it was about midnight, I think, she sees Charlotte asleep on the seat, in the front seat next to me. And she says, what is that dog? I said, that's my 15-year-old English bulldog pal, Charlotte. So then the rest of the conversation had nothing to do with her stopping me. It had to do with Charlotte and the fact that she was an astonished. This woman was trying to find a bulldog. Couldn't believe that this dog was 15 years old. And then she said, my husband's buying me a new car. And he's interested in a Range Rover. Can you tell me about your Range Rover? So I spent 15 minutes telling her about that. We spent 10 minutes on Charlotte, 15 minutes on the Range Rover. And she said, please be careful as you drive across our state. That was it.
Oh, Charlotte was your goodwill ambassador.
I was eager to tell that story because I want to tell good stories about engagement with the police. The problem is there are so few of them anymore, and that's because I stay away from them. I was in a meeting last night. Where was I? In a nearby town, not important. I'll bet you on the way back that I passed in one town four police, and I wasn't doing anything wrong. Although I was talking on the phone, and I couldn't remember whether I was in California or Massachusetts for a split second, because it's okay to talk on the phone in Massachusetts, but it's not in California.
Right.
And so that's the kind of stuff that is just a shame. Anyway, the point is that there are lots of protests and lots of questions, and one would wonder. The Pope in the focus in the next half hour of Good Day. You're listening to the Wednesday, April 22nd version of What's Going On, What's Happening with Molly and old Ken, not so old, and old Doug. Yes, that's it. 18 after is Good Day.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's spring clearance. Save huge on over $25 million in clearance gear. Leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store-wide. $11 million in markdowns on guitars, amps, and effects. $14 million more in drums, keyboards, and techs. Massive savings on brands like Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, DW, Korg, Shure, and more. But remember, each location and GuitarCenter.com has its own selection, and it's first come, first serve. Guitar Center's spring clearance starts tomorrow.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Reserve will be grown and sold in Colorado and Washington, where recreational pot is legal. Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. They have an album due in the next month or so. They released their first single yesterday called It's All Going to Pot. Crank this up. You got to see the video, though. Yeah. This is a song.
Buddy, let me tell you what. We ask old Will to say, here's the deal, friends, it's all going to pot.
Well, it's all going to pot, whether we like it or not.
So the announcement to roll out his own brand of marijuana, certainly everybody knows his association with pot over the years. He's 81 years old, and he decided this would be a good way for him to make some money. Why not? He's got a great brand, and everybody knows his story. So all this stuff is going to be grown and sold in these two states. In a statement, he said he's, quote, looking forward to working with the best growers in Colorado and Washington to make sure our product is the best. So who else is selling pot? Snoop Dogg has a vaporizing product, Richie. Melissa Etheridge has marijuana-infused wine. And Bethany Frankel, who's the self-help person, has a strain of skinny girl weed that she's going to use with her snacks. So there you go, boys and girls. It is kind of unbelievable, isn't it, huh? Do we laugh about it or do we cry about it? What do we do about it?
All you can do is laugh.
Yeah. And so that's why we have it as our video of the day. Poll today at DougStephan.com. Has your opinion about legalized marijuana changed? A, yes, I'm now for it. B, yes, I'm now against it. C, no, I'm still against it. D, no, I'm still for it. E, I'm not sure. So you can take the poll as most of you usually do. It's kind of fun to be expressed. Progressive at DougStefan.com. Yesterday, we asked a question about radio because there are some things that have been proposed for radio that are different in some countries. So we asked you where you listen to the radio the most, and 47% of you, which is no surprise, said in the car, 27% at home, 18% at work, 5% while exercising, 4% in some other place. So that's the poll at DougStefan.com. Other musical information. Having to do with one of the members of the musical, and I use that loosely, group AC/DC.
Hey.
They're fantastic. Hey now.
Very loosely. Molly, what's the story?
AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd pleaded guilty in a New Zealand court to a charge of threatening to kill a man who used to work for him.
Great.
Not a good boss. He also pleaded guilty to possessing methamphetamine and marijuana.
Richie, I could kill you.
Yeah, arrest him.
And that's what he said. I mean, he's saying that, hey, I made a phone call. That's all it was.
Right.
I was angry. He could get 7 years in prison.
What, for saying, Richie, I can kill you?
Rudd acknowledged in a court summary of facts that he'd offered large amounts of cash, vehicles, and a house to an associate after asking him to have the victim taken out. He'd also directly said to the victim that he was going to kill him, but his lawyer says it was just an angry phone call.
Well, if you hire somebody and give them money, or promise to give them money to do the deed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Then they got one.
Maybe he and his lawyer should get together on their stories
before
they go into court. Yeah, he's 60 years old. He looks, I think Rich said 160.
He looks 160.
Well, he's been doing a lot of the wacky weed and other things.
He looks like Billy Crystal from The Princess Bride.
Yeah.
And not good.
Wacky weed and other things will do that to your skin and your face for sure. 28 past the hour. This is Doug. Good day. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Stefan. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars, which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
That's why you're here, because you have coffee?
I'm here, Doug, for you.
Ah, that's not a good answer. That's nice that you're here for me, but you're supposed to be here to help people understand what's going on in the world so that they'll know.
I was getting to that.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Yeah. Right,
that's good. Kenny, why are you here? It's Earth Day. You're supposed to be taking the day off.
No, I want to help everyone to celebrate Earth.
Yes. So I lectured at, I don't know, lecture is the right terminology for it. I was at Babson College last night doing a lecture on agriculture as it relates to the Earth. And I thought about it after when I left, because I had another meeting to go to. What would agriculture be without the Earth? But I never put that couple of thoughts together. There were plenty of other things. We were talking about sustainable agriculture. For those of you who are new to the program, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. I've been around cows all my life. Kids are fascinated with the fact that there's something like that in a suburban Boston neighborhood. And so we talked about not necessarily what was really going on in agriculture here locally, but applying the standards of local agriculture to cities and communities not only all across the country, but around the world. And it's really amazing, because this school that broadcasts literally, it educates and broadcasts its thinking all across the world. They have satellite classes in many countries. A lot of countries send their students, master's business students, to Babson. Very well known for that, training business people for all around the world. And so there were a lot of people in there from other countries who wanted to get a handle on my feelings with regard to sustainable agriculture. So it was a very good conversation. And once again, you find out how much people depend on what happens in the United States for what they want to take back to their countries to teach or to put into practice. It's a fascinating thing. And you don't know that unless you expose yourself to people who are from different countries, or unless you actually go to the different countries. Molly, how much traveling have you done around the world?
I've done a few places.
Well, that doesn't help.
Do you want to know specifically?
What kind of places have you gone to?
Switzerland, London, a few different parts of England, Cornwall, Indonesia. Mm-hmm. I was in Jakarta and Bali.
Why did you go there?
I was working in radio, and I went there to help start the first American jazz station in Jakarta.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
that's
cool.
That's something I didn't know.
Yeah.
Something you boo you I didn't know. Jakarta, Indonesia. What kind of a place is that?
It was interesting when I was there, and this was a few years ago. Mm-hmm. It was just so incredibly different.
Than America, you mean?
Than America, yes. Yeah. Right. I mean, there were no pollution standards, so just plumes of smoke coming out of cars. Yeah. Right. There are no lanes when you drive. There's like a road that's about three lanes wide in each direction, but there's no lanes, so people just drive.
Right.
If you get
like
too close,
you just
smack the car next to you if you're too close.
So it's like, by the way, if you've never driven in Tel Aviv or any place in Israel, it's kind of like that over there. Everybody's afraid the guy next to him's got a bomb in the car. That's how they drive.
Yikes.
Yeah, exactly. Yikes is correct. Yeah.
The other thing is that you'd expect, because a lot of the coffee that we get is from Indonesia, from that area. I thought, great coffee. Yeah, terrible coffee.
Horrible coffee.
They export everything.
Yeah, right.
All the
so,
stuff.
Kenny, you've traveled. How much have you traveled?
I have been to all of the countries at Epcot Center.
Excuse me. While at Epcot Center or in reality?
No, at Epcot Center. I have not been out of North America. I've been to Canada and Mexico and all over the U.S.
Really? Well, that's a good thing. Not bad. I think everybody ought to see every state in our country. I've been fortunate enough to do that and see as many places in the world. I've also been very fortunate to do that. It's mind-boggling how different. Molly just sort of said it's just mind-boggling how different it is around the rest of the world. Some places may be a little better depending on where you go in Europe, South America. There are some places that may be better depending on how you measure it. There are not a lot in South America. Certainly not a lot in Africa. Asia is, if you go to Japan, fascinating. Certainly some of the communities that you now can visit in China. Now I don't remember why I went down that street. What were we talking about when I started?
Earth Day.
Earth Day.
You went from the Pope to Earth Day, I think.
Well, I haven't gone to the Pope yet. We're doing the Pope next.
Okay.
Earth Day being what it is, and talking about, I was talking about doing this lecture last night on the Babson campus and getting a focus on what agriculture is like every place else and what food is like every place else. And it just... we are here in this country, so spoiled, we take stuff for granted. We just figure we'll go to the store and get food, and it's cheap. Well, that may not be, depending on how old you are, that may not be in the cards for the rest of your life. Because we are not necessarily just abusing the earth. In a sense, we're growing too much food, using products that do not put goodness into the earth. We're not nurturing Mother Earth. And therefore, as we continue to deplete the source of where we get our food, it runs out of fuel. And there are a lot of places on the planet that are being, that are just being abused. And they can't sustain the way food is being grown. And so the earth will stop providing that goodness in those areas unless we do something about re-feeding the earth. And if you're using chemicals and all that stuff to spray everything everywhere, those of you who are farmers and who think that that's okay, it's okay as long as you put something back into the earth that really helps it to not only take care of your needs in your lifetime as a farmer, but the next generation and the generation after that, the generation after that. And that may be one of the things that we ought to learn about Earth, the Earth. I don't care whether it's Earth Day or whatever. We need to consume more responsibly and embrace nature better. Be mindful of what this Earth provides. That's not a lecture. It's just a reality from a guy who's been on the Earth and in the Earth for a long time. Now, the Pope was mentioned a moment ago because he did something once again. This Pope, I think, favorite Pope in my lifetime. I'm not Catholic, and I don't really care about the church. I care about symbols. I care about what people actually do. Do they put their actions where their mouth is? And this person does that. To wit, Kenny, the resignation of a bishop.
Yeah, there was a bit of a scandal in Kansas City.
A bit, yes.
A bit.
A bit, yeah.
The Reverend Sean Radigan.
Yeah, an Irish bishop in the Catholic Church.
Woo! Now this wasn't the bishop. This was the Reverend who was arrested. They found hundreds of bad pictures on his computer, and he was sentenced to 50 years in prison for child pornography.
Right.
The bishop there offered his resignation, Bishop Robert Finn, because he had not come forward about Reverend Radigan. He had concealed, covered up.
Yeah.
He knew and he didn't do anything about it. He was charged he's been charged as well, but he only got 2 years of probation.
Probation, yeah.
No jail time, no fine or anything. Yeah. But he gave his resignation, he offered up his resignation, and the Pope says, yes, hit the bricks.
So was the previous Pope not likely to do that? The previous Pope likely to cover this stuff up?
I don't know if under the previous Pope, I don't know if this guy would have tendered his resignation because they did like to cover things up and move things around. But Pope Francis is not like that.
No. And that's why we like Pope Francis, in a manner of speaking. All right. I would like to have you just envision something crude for a moment. Now that we're done with the Pope, we can do the crude stuff. There's in the prosecutorial phase of the trial of Mr. Tsarnaev, fellow who was responsible with his brother for blowing up the Boston Marathon a couple of years ago. So now they found him guilty, and there is a trial. Well, it's not the trial. It's a penalty phase in order to decide whether this guy gets the death penalty. So yesterday, the jury was shown a photo of Mr. Tsarnaev giving the finger to the police. It was on a security camera in his jail cell. And so apparently that's the difference between life and death. This guy deserves a death penalty because he gave the finger to the police. What I find interesting is that this is an international standard, apparently, or symbol. It's not just, you know how we always think that everything we do here is just uniquely American? You'd never see anybody anywhere else giving a policeman a finger, right? Molly, did you ever give anybody the finger?
No.
Never. Kenny?
Do I protest too much?
No, I just, I'm...
Do you mean today, or...
Pick a finger. I find it so interesting. I mean, you all know what the middle finger, that's why it's kind of used. It's very crude, very, very crude. But it's yet a symbol that is poignant and gets the message across. But what I find interesting is that yesterday, during the whole discussion about what to do with this guy, the only photo they put up was a picture of him giving the police the finger. You better consider this when you decide what to do with this guy. So much time is being wasted on this. Give the guy the death penalty. He's never going to go there anyway. I've suggested that, and I'm not the first one, I'm sure, to do this. If you know the penalty, the penal system in Massachusetts, one of the worst prisons, toughest prisons in the country, if not the world, is Walpole State Prison. It just sounds like a bad place, doesn't it? It's a bad place. The pedophile priest that had, we were talking about the Pope and the bishop and the priest here a few minutes ago. If that guy had been found guilty and sent to jail in Massachusetts, like the pedophile priest, I believe he was from Worcester, but I don't remember. It didn't make a difference to the story. He was sent to Walpole State Prison, and within about a month and a half, they were carrying his body out of the prison. Hmm. People who do those sorts of things, and the authorities know that. They know what will happen. So if Tsarnaev doesn't get the death penalty, and in fact, if anybody's practical about this, they'll advise, no, give him life in Walpole, because his life will last about 6 days. And that'll be the end of him. Is that when you get right down to it, excuse me, culturally or otherwise, to admit that is a shock. I'm just saying it's sort of as a matter of fact, because that's what people expect in this state. If you go to Walpole, you better behave yourself. You better not be guilty of anything outrageous like raping a child or something like that, or doing something that's so counter to society's... Well, I mean, robbing banks and stuff. Nobody's going to bother you for robbing a bank. Put you in Walpole, okay.
That's pretty standard for pedophiles.
What, to kill them?
Nobody likes a pedophile, especially in prison.
Yeah. Right, no. Yeah. No. See you later, alligator.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the prosecutor was big on the finger yesterday, and that's what he gave everybody. All right, so that takes care of what we do with people who are defiant. Give them the chair. In a moment, a thought or two from Wendy Williams here on Good Day.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. For many years, a minor league baseball club in New York had a nice tradition of giving two free game tickets to any fan who returned a foul ball. As you might expect, the promotion was very popular and usually led to quite a scramble for foul balls. Unfortunately, it also led to a lawsuit. During one game, a fan chased a ball hit outside the park and was injured after running in front of a car. He was distracted because he was wearing headphones and the driver was legally intoxicated, but the fan sued the ball club anyway. The case went all the way to the state's top court before it was finally thrown out. However, it cost the club thousands of dollars in legal fees, and now it no longer gives fans free tickets for foul balls. Let's be fair, a lot of other fun traditions that Americans have enjoyed for generations are being discontinued now because of excessive litigation. With more and more courts willing to turn a blind eye to personal responsibility, you have to wonder what tradition will be the next to go. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. And home loss number 3030.
All right. So Wendy Williams, one of my faves, always has a good lesson. Here she answers one of the audience members' questions yesterday on her daytime talk program. Husband not coming home during the week because of a long commute, eh?
So me and my husband have been married for 23 years. We live in the Poconos. He commutes to New Jersey to work. He feels it necessary to stay at a crash pad during the week. and come home on the weekend. And I'm not really cool with, I'm not comfortable with that. And I want to know if I'm being unreasonable for him to come home every day.
Yeah, well, how far is your Pocono commute?
Because an hour and a half.
An hour and a half. Well, there are plenty of people who commute an hour and a half a day.
Right.
And I find a crash pad unnecessary.
Right.
You don't suspect anything going on, do you?
No, we had our issues, but
yeah,
we're good.
Yeah, yeah. It's just the idea from thinking.
Right.
Yeah. Well, then why don't you all either move closer or he needs to take that ride every single day.
Right.
Okay, so I wasn't convinced by listening to that oh, we've had our issues.
Her name was Pamela.
Pamela? Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not sure. All right, 51 past the hour.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hurt you, Janet?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about?
I'm sorry you're hurt.
I'm not hurt.
You just said you were hurt.
I'm not hurt.
You just said you were hurt.
I didn't say I was hurt. You said I was hurt.
I asked you if you were hurt, and you said, yeah, I'm hurt.
That's because you made me say. You're trying to put words in my mouth.
Jack, you're a grown man. You have control over your own words.
You're right, I do. So here come two words for you. Shut the
three words. This was a great, not a good movie, a great movie in my estimation. Danny Elfman and Oingo Boingo from the movie Midnight Run in 1988. This is Try to Believe. You got to have some more sound there from this. This is so great.
Bond's been hiring me to bring you back to L.A., and that's what I'm doing.
I got money enough.
I'm sure you do.
I'll give you whatever you want.
Stop by shutting up. I know you all have 2 minutes, and already I don't like it.
See, that's too bad. I really like you.
Gruden was so great. My God, what we miss in not having him in movies.
Charles disappeared.
Yeah, he sure did. Well, he went on MSNBC for a while.
Yeah.
And then he just disappeared. You're right. Charles Gruden and Robert De Niro in one of the great, great, great fun movies of this, the modern movie era, I think.
I can't fly. I suffer from mavophobia.
What does that mean?
Because I can't fly. I also suffer from acrophobia and claustrophobia.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't cooperate, you're going to suffer from fistophobia.
the cop who became Dennis Farina was so good in that as the bad guy. He was just terrific. I miss him. He was a great character actor, a very good character actor. He and Danny Aiello. I don't know if people, Chuck, do you know that story?
Chuck
Chucker's not here, buddy.
Oh, he's not? Oh, all right. So I'll tell the story without Chucker telling me that I'm right or wrong.
But I'm sure he knows it.
Danny Aiello and Dennis Farina, both from Chicago. Danny was a bus driver and then a bus supervisor with the Chicago Transit Authority. And Farina was a cop in Chicago. And somehow the two of them ended up as extras on some movie. I don't know what, you know, how long. This was 30 some odd years ago.
Let's go look.
They both ended up as extras. And they both became friends. And they came through the system together. And both had great careers, I think. I think they both really, but anyway, that's not the point here is that there are these movies. I think I've said there are 6 or 7 movies around that I could watch over and over and over again and always enjoy them. And this is certainly one of them. Another one of them, certain members of the Star Wars units I could watch over and over again. I don't know that I could say that for all of them, but we have some info on the plot for the upcoming Star Wars film, and we'll have that for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
All right, in the absence of Chucker movie news here, I should probably give this job to Molly. She'd be good at this sort of thing. The Jedis, Richie.
Yes.
In the upcoming, Molly, you a Star Wars fan?
I do like Star Wars, the first one, maybe the second one.
Mm-hmm. But you're not a fan of the whole series?
No.
Really? Okay.
Doug, disturbing conversation with producer Kara here the other day.
Yeah.
Who was all of, what, 20-something?
Yes, never saw Star Wars.
She's like, yeah, you know, I've seen it, but, yeah.
Really?
She's like totally before her time. Right. I'm like, oh,
maybe
no.
She needs to be replaced by somebody with more experience. Anyway, the Jedis, this is the plot for the upcoming Star Wars film. Ready?
Yeah.
This is from J.J. Abrams, director. Jedis are all but extinct. The Old Republic is in turmoil. And the threat of the Death Star, a new Death Star, is looming. The new Death Star is called Rogue One.
No, Rogue One is the pilot.
This, oh, it is?
Yeah, this is the not the next movie. This is the spinoff movie.
From?
That's a year and a half away. This one takes place
after the one that comes out this year.
Right.
Oh, I didn't make that clear.
And it takes place before the first Star Wars movie with Mark Hamill.
Huh. So
can
this
we
is
discuss
a
this in somebody's mother's basement?
This is a prequel to the prequel, then, in essence. Right? So the one that comes out this December, we already knew what that was about anyway. So this is the one that comes after it. They're already hyping the one that comes after it.
Exactly. There's a Star Wars update in 3, 2, 1.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.